Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Yes, we're kicking off hour number three of this Thursday night edition of Free Talk Live.
I almost forgot what day it was.
Well,
that's a good time.
We've been doing some schedule shuffling here at Free Talk Live. So, you know, sometimes I'm on days that I'm not used to being on. I'm sure that I've been on at least one of every of the 7 days. So now it's just a matter of remembering which day it actually is when I'm here.
First world problem.
Yeah. And in the studio tonight, it is myself, the Reverend Captain Kickass, joining me.
Mush Mouth Mike.
And Tyler.
We're going to switch gears a bit because I stumbled upon articles. I didn't like trip over myself, or I wasn't wearing shoes that were untied. Like, oh, look, an article. I checked my news feeds and found this one interesting. This is from April 17th from intellectualtakeout.org. Occasionally these guys have some pretty good stuff. And this says, the income tax basically implies that governments own you.
What?
That's right. The income tax is enshrined into law, but it is an idea that stands in total contradiction to the driving force behind the American Revolution and the idea of freedom itself. We desperately need a serious national movement to get rid of it. Not reform it, not replace it, not flatten it or refocus its sting from this group to that. It just needs to go.
Amen. Absolutely.
The great essayist Frank Chodorov, is that right? Once described the income tax as the root of all evil. His target was not the tax itself, but the principle behind it. Since its implementation in 1913, he wrote, the government says to the citizen, your earnings are not exclusively your own. We have a claim on them, and our claim precedes yours. We will allow you to keep some of it, because we recognize your need, not your right. But whatever we grant you for yourself is for us to decide. And he really does have a point. That is evil.
Yeah, that's pretty bad.
Tyler, how much of my money do you have a right to?
That's a tough question.
As a person.
Let me think about it. Let me crunch the numbers real quick. I'm going to go with zero.
Very good. Mush Mouth Mike, how much of your money does Tyler have a right to?
As much as he wants to come get.
That's right.
That's how they work the system.
That's not necessarily a right, right?
Mike makes right.
So, Mike makes right?
Some days. A little wrong, too.
So, yes, the answer is no. The answer is none. Zero. Zilch. So, when Congress ratified the 16th Amendment on February 3rd, 1913, there was a sense in which all private income in the U.S. was nationalized. What was not taxed from then on was a favor granted to us and continues to be so. Thanks, guys. Wow.
Let me keep some of my money.
This is implied in the text of the amendment itself. The Congress shall have power to lay and collect taxes on incomes from whatever source derived without apportionment among the several states and without regards to any census or enumeration.
Yeah, speechless. I get it.
So, back during the Revolutionary War and further, the founding fathers had trouble figuring out how they were going to pay for their government. Right.
Well, the war specifically. Right?
Yeah. I mean, I think it was Thomas Jefferson who was a big advocate of tariffs. Because he was like, that's how we'll tax the people. And you're still taxing the people. It's just indirectly.
Yeah.
You know, and then George Washington, you know, with the whole whiskey rebellion, that was all stemmed from the fact that they were trying to use sin tax on whiskey distillers to fund things. And
that's
then,
S-I-N space tax, not S-Y-N-T-A-X for you.
I was wondering.
Yeah. Syntax.
Yes.
You know, an income tax, to put it really simply, and this is like if you ever talk out people listening, you ever talk to a libertarian, this is how they're going to explain it to you, is slavery is when your master takes 100% of what you earn.
Correct.
And it's theirs to keep. So if they let you keep 10% of it, is it still slavery? What about 20%?
How much of a percent of your life's efforts taken away from you makes you not a slave?
Yeah.
Well, the answer is zero, of course, right?
The government thinks it's like, what, 28%, something like that?
Well, that's just on your paycheck if you work an hourly job. That doesn't include all of the other taxes that you pay and must pay, your car registration, you know, your property tax if you own a house, right? All of these taxes, right? There's also inflation, which is a hidden tax, which makes the money that you do get to keep worth even less than, you know, all that kind of thing. So the real number is around 50%.
Right. Well, and that's the thing. Tax money gets taxed again. You know, in some states, thank God not in New Hampshire, but in some states, you get income tax, and then you still have a sales tax on top of that.
Yep.
You know, you've got federal income tax, you've got state sales tax, and then like you said, you know, you've got your property tax, which is another mind-blowing tax. The idea that you don't actually own your property, you still have to pay the government every year
to
verify that that's your quote-unquote property.
I'm going to say it's 100% tax when you figure in the mental tax also, like the maskers are a perfect example. Yeah, now they're getting to keep a little bit of their money, but how are they spending it? Now they think it's okay to, you know, sort of press their mask views on you. So mentally, people are pretty taxed too. So I'm going to say 100% is the answer.
Yeah.
So the article continues, no limits. Where are the limits? There weren't any. There was some discussion about putting a limit on the tax, but it seemed unnecessary. Only 1% of the income earners would end up paying about 1% to the government. Everybody else was initially untouched. Who really cares that the rich have to pay a bit more, right? They can afford it. This perspective totally misunderstands the true nature of government, which always wants more money and more power and will stop at nothing to get both. The 16th Amendment was more than a modern additive to an antique document. It was a new philosophy of the fiscal life of the entire country. Today, the ruling elite no longer bothers with things like amendments. But back in the day, it was different. The amendment was made necessary because of previous court decisions that stated what was once considered a bottom-line presumption of the free society. Government cannot tax personal property. What you make is your own. You get to keep the product of your labors. Government can tax sales, perhaps, or raise money through tariffs on goods coming in and out of the country, but your bank account is off limits. Gosh, wouldn't it be nice if that was true today?
What a dream.
Oh, my gosh.
You know, it's like people always say that anarchy is a utopic idea, right? This idea, how could we ever exist without the government? You know what's really a utopic idea? Minarchism.
Yeah, the idea that enough force applied by the right monopoly can make the perfect society.
Yeah.
That is the utopian delusion.
Right, or the idea that government's not going to get greedy and it's not going to grow. It's ridiculous.
The amendment changed that idea. In the beginning, it applied to very few people. This was one reason it passed. It was pitched as a replacement tax, not a new money raiser. After all the havoc caused by divisive tariffs of the 19th century, this sounded like a great deal to many people, particularly Southerners and Westerners, fed up with paying such high prices for manufactured goods, while seeing their trading relations with foreign consumers disrupted. People who supported it, and they were not so much the left but the right-wing populists of the time, imagined that the tax would hit the robber baron class of industrialists in the North, and that it did. Their fortunes began to dwindle, and their confidence in their ability to amass and retain intergenerational fortunes began to wane. And one of the other taxes we didn't mention when we were listing them is the inheritance tax. So you save a bunch of money, and you die, and you leave that money to your wife or your kid. It gets taxed again before they get it.
Oh, yeah.
Even though you already paid tax on it. 603-283-6160. More Free Talk Live is on the way.
According to the Wall Street Journal, the new book, The Great Devaluation, is the number one business book in the world. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta, two-time national best-selling author and owner of Advantage Gold, hands down the highest-rated gold firm in the country. We help investors put physical metals inside their IRAs. My first book, Gold is a Better Way, sparked a movement. My new book, The Great Devaluation, is the number one book in the country. I believe every investor should own physical metals. It's why I'm giving away my best-selling book to anyone with an IRA with over $100,000 for free. Call 800-900-8000 to get the bestseller, The Great Devaluation, sent directly to your door. That's 800-900-8000. The new decision is now obvious. Don't you deserve to do it with the best? Call 800-900-8000 for your free book today. That's 800-900-8000.
Hey everybody, if you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing, we've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with the high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
Welcome back to the program. for tuning in, everybody. It is Free Talk Live. The telephone number here is 603-283-6160. Again, 603-283-6160. In the studio tonight, it's myself, the Reverend Captain Kickass, joining me.
Mushmouth Mike.
And Tyler.
We've been talking about this article from Intellectual Takeout that says the income tax basically implies that government owns you. And we can talk more about what that means and whether or not you feel owned by the government. But first, let's go to some of your calls and thoughts. We've got Haddock calling from Florida. Haddock, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yes, thank you. I heard an exchange a couple of days ago with this guy that you call Scott the Bigot. I think he lives in Miami or someplace like
that. Yes, STB, as we like to call him, Scott the Bigot. That's right.
Yes, he's a Jew who had some kind of a bad experience with Lehman Brothers or something, and has seen that there are a lot of things to be criticized about Jews, and apparently has become open-minded about some things. I would call him Scott the Open-Minded Semite, not Scott the Bigot.
Problem is that everything for Scott the Bigot comes down to the Jews, right? Like, I really don't like the fact that the United States government is Zionist-controlled. And it's like, so you'd be okay with the United States government if it were controlled by, like, say, Tyler here, one of my co-hosts. And he's like, well, yeah, I think I would. And so that's where the bigotry comes in.
Well, I don't think, most people, I think, would not regard it as bigotry. The idea that there should be a government and somebody should have some kind of power. This is a particular libertarian notion. But it was interesting to me, in the course of the exchange, Scott was asked what kind of government he would prefer.
Mm-hmm.
And his response was that he would like to live under a national socialist government. I'm not sure how much thought he's actually given to that.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
But because he really didn't have good responses to the obvious objection that was going to come up, which was the Holocaust, you would be Holocausted. Federal American would be Holocausted.
Yeah, I saw it written the other day, the Hall of Cost, H-A-L-L space O-F space C-O-S-T. I'm like, wow, somebody needs remedial spelling.
Much like a lot of Americans, I imagine Scott the Bigot's probably living a very comfortable life and has lots of free time to think about these things.
Well, it occurs to me that an awful lot of post-war ideology and political rhetoric, from libertarianism all the way over to Antifa, really leans pretty heavily on the Holocaust. The fact is, there was no Holocaust.
Oh.
This is war propaganda.
Oh,
Holocaust denial.
Well, what happened then if there was no Holocaust?
Well, if you want to know what happened, it was pretty much the same thing that happened in the United States when they rounded up Japanese from the West Coast because they were considered to be a danger.
No, but I heard that didn't happen.
Well, you heard wrong because it's actually admitted there's a film of General Eisenhower's brother talking about it.
But there isn't any film of the Germans talking about rounding up the Jews?
Rounding up is one thing, but I'm saying they did round them up. And they had the idea we're going to relocate them. And that's all admitted. What's not admitted is gas chambers or gassings. And there's also no physical evidence whatsoever for that. None at all.
There's no piles of bodies? No mass graves.
Of bodies from the disease epidemic and also from Allied bombing. Some of the pictures, in fact, that have been used as in Holocaust exhibits actually are from cities that the U.S. and the British Air Forces bombed. I found an example of that. World Jewish Congress did that.
All right, hold on.
So, the typhus epidemic.
The whole Holocaust thing.
Haddock, hold on for a minute.
Yeah, so the whole Holocaust thing, I think, to me, that seems like a red herring. Whether or not the Holocaust happened doesn't, like, negate the obvious pitfalls of National Socialism, right? The concept being with National Socialism, if we just have the right people doing the right things for the right reasons and we all look alike and share the same values, then government's going to do what it's supposed to. That just doesn't make any sense. The idea that government's not going to be greedy or government's not going to be overbearing or overreaching or self-interested just because everybody looks the same and acts the same, that's absurd. It doesn't change anything, okay, whether or not the Holocaust happened. I mean, like, we all agree that the Jews were rounded up in Germany. Whether the Allies killed them or the Germans killed them, how does that change, like, how does that change National Socialism from being this overbearing, fascistic system?
So you don't care if the premise of your argument is false.
How so?
You just said you don't care.
No. I'm saying I don't care. I don't care about the Holocaust, whether it was true or not. I'm saying that it's a red herring. It has nothing to do with
the
premise.
If it were a red herring, it wouldn't be constantly invoked the way it is.
That's what red herrings are.
Invoked.
That's what. Yeah.
It comes up with you libertarians. You use this as an argument for how government bad is. How bad government is.
Tell me how a National Socialist government would be better. In any way. Why? Why would it be different? Why would it buck the trend?
Well, it depends on which trend you're talking about. You and I would have to get on the same wavelength in that regard first. But the fact is that the specific accusation of rounding up Jews for the purpose of killing all of them is false. It's a false accusation.
Yes. You said this a million times. We're asking about National Socialism. How is National Socialism a superior form of government to any other form of government? In what way is it superior?
Well, it's superior to communism because you're more free, and also because the homogeneity of society tends to facilitate freedom. When you have a multicultural society, people have different ways of doing things, and if you have the government trying to serve all kinds of different ways of doing things at the same time, it's
freedom
impossible.
For who? Everybody?
Freedom for the majority.
Oh. Right. It's just,
but not the minority.
Just the Germans, or just the what? Who would it be in America? The white Protestant Americans? That's the problem.
Yeah. I've had enough of this guy.
Yeah, that was
goodbye, Hadding.
The whole Holocaust denial thing with National Socialists just seems so pointless to me, because it's like, look, I don't care. It doesn't change the fact that you seem to think it would change the fact that National Socialism is going to be, you think it's going to be this selfless, like, great society where the government always does the right thing because it's for the right people. It's like, oh, Germans taking care of Germans. You don't think that there were Germans in Germany that worked in the government that were like, hey, let's make sure that we're taken care of first, and then we'll get to the rest of the Germans.
Right.
Like, it somehow changes people's motives.
Well, and you know, from my perspective, the non-aggression principle means that every human being gets treated the same.
Right.
Right? At least from my perspective. Right? And that includes all human beings. Now, whatever the minority is at any given point in space and time on planet Earth can and will change. Mm-hmm. And so, whether I'm in the minority or somebody else is in the minority, I want them to at least be treated like human frickin' beings. 603-283-6160. More Free Talk Live is on the way.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
USA USA Radio News with Wendy King.
White House climate envoy John Kerry is now saying it is feasible after he was asked about President Biden's plan to cut greenhouse gases in half by 2030.
Will we probably exceed it? I suspect yes. I think a lot of us will wind up exceeding the predictions we're making, because we're measuring predictions by the economies we have today and by the technologies we have today.
President Biden made the pledge during the first day of a two-day virtual climate summit. He told the leaders of 40 different countries he will create jobs and he'll help improve the economies of different countries around the world. Texas has announced that it's reversed its ban on spiritual advisors entering the state's execution chambers. The reversal comes 2 years after the state banned any chaplain from entering the execution chamber. This is USA Radio News. The Senate has passed a measure to combat the rise in anti-Asian hate crimes. Both parties came together to pass legislation sponsored by Hawaii Democrat Mazie Hirono. It's designed to address a recent surge in Asian American violence that was spurred on by the COVID-19 pandemic.
The important thing for our AAPI community is that we stand with you, and we will continue to stand with you to prevent these kinds of crimes from happening in our country.
The vote was 94-1. The bill now goes to the House, where passage is expected. The new legislation creates a new position at the Justice Department that focuses on reporting of anti-Asian motivated crimes. The final agreement includes compromised language from Republicans who had initially expressed concern with some of the earlier drafts. Hundreds of mourners gathered for the funeral of Dante Wright in a Minneapolis suburb. Reverend Al Sharpton said, "We're going to pass the George Floyd Justice in Policing Act."
Extendivite has proven time and again it really works. Here's a testimonial from Amazon.com. I am only 40, but I have put my body through hell working in manufacturing for 20 years. I recently started to notice a buzzing feeling along with a stuttering sensation with my heart. I had a full cardio stress done, which I passed. I decided to try Extendivite after getting the jingle stuck in my head. Halfway through the bottle, I really did notice a difference. After getting home from work, I would just sit in a chair for a few hours feeling like crap, and this stuff reduced that feeling along with heart discomfort to almost nothing. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
Yeah, it is. Free Talk Live, the Thursday night edition. The telephone number here in the studio is 603-283-6160. We've got some callers holding that we'll get to in just a moment. In the studio tonight, it's myself, the Reverend Captain Kickass, joining me.
That's Moose Mouth Mike.
And Tyler.
And we had a caller who was talking about... Well, he was basically a Holocaust denier.
Mm-hmm.
And the question that we had for him was, okay, well, regardless of that, right, whether or not you believe that this happened or didn't happen, what makes National Socialism a superior form of government to other forms of government? And to which he really didn't have much of a reply.
How are you going to pay for it?
Yeah. And that's really what it comes down to. And we've been talking about this article from Intellectual Takeout that talks about how the income tax basically makes the government your owner. Right?
Yeah.
How are you going to pay for it? And are you the person wanting the road, the fire department, the cop shop, whatever it is, thing you want, are you willing to take a gun to your neighbor and extract that value from them?
Right. Right. And that's my problem with presidents and bureaucrats of any variety is when it comes to, okay, well, we're going to go bomb some people. All right. You need to be the first MF out there.
Mm-hmm.
You need to be the first guy picking up a gun. Be a leader, not a guy who sits behind and hides behind the youth that they arm.
Wars are always declared by old men, but they're always fought by 18-year-old kids.
Yes. So at any rate, the caller's response was, well, you know, the majority would be treated just fine. And it's like, you know what? I don't care who the minority is. The minority will rotate on planet Earth. It's not always going to be what the minority is today. In fact, you know, the Caucasian, you know, thing is, you know, becoming homogenized with all the other races on planet Earth. So the minority is going to change. Maybe not in our lifetime, but it is certainly going to change, and it will continue to do so. And it has done so throughout human history. So rather than talk about how you'd like to be treated, you and your buddies, how about we talk about how we treat human beings in general instead of excluding some people because you don't like them? At any rate, let's go to some of your calls and thoughts. Let's start with Pat in Michigan. Pat, you wanted to talk about Scott the Bigot.
Well, I called in to defend him once before because he was kind of half right, but definitely not all right. Judaism spread because the whole population was literate. And no matter how much they got scattered like rats from burning ships, when they got there, they could read.
You're not a fan.
Right? And in the courts of the 1300s and such, this was malleable. You could impress people just because you could cipher and such.
Because you could read, right? Yeah, it's like a magic trick.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, and they assimilated to places of power. And then, of course, when the European onslaught of the Muslims, the Crusades.
Crusades, right, yeah.
Yeah, well, at that point,
the Christian movement, nonetheless.
It became a sin, pretty much, to lend your brother a dollar at a pence of a half a dollar back. You know what I'm saying? Interest.
Yeah, you couldn't charge interest.
So the
right.
Jews became the bankers. And they was already the cipherers and the literate ones. They were planted in places of power. And they became... It's all animosity, jealousy. I hate that guy because he's better than me.
Right.
Why is he so damn smart?
Yeah, certainly an accurate stereotype. I only know a couple people who are Jews, and they're both number people.
Hey, thanks for the call, Pat. We appreciate it. I've known several people, you know, that are some percentage Jew or whatever, and I've never had any problem with any of those people in any way, shape, or form.
No, definitely cool.
Some of them I didn't find particularly apt at things like money or math, like the stereotypes, you know, these people who stereotype want you to believe.
Look, and the funny thing is, too, is that even if you accept that argument, and it's like, okay, let's just say the Jews do own a huge portion of the banks, and that started with usury way back in the day. You know, and this homeless ethnic group went to other countries and started getting them positions of power and then helping each other out. Wouldn't you do the same thing if you were in that position?
Right.
Like, I don't understand why that all of a sudden people jump to the conclusion. It's like, oh, well, then the Jews are bad people and we should do something about them.
By that logic, then the Sicilians and the Italians should all be horrible people because they're generally associated with mafia.
Yeah, exactly. It's the same thing. It's like, you know, does your Jewish friend that, like, you know, works at the same business as you, is he part of this elite banking cabal that runs the world?
Control mechanism. Whether it's the Jews, the Sicilians, the blacks,
right.
The whites. You know, if you keep us divided, then we can't stand together. God, sounds corny.
You don't have to convince the pitchfork people that you're trying to take their money. What you do is you have to convince the torch people that the pitchfork people are trying to take their
yes.
money, and they'll fight it out amongst themselves while we sit on high and continue collecting our taxes.
Yeah, that's a big problem I have with National Socialism and the right wing. It's just the right wing's version of identity politics. which the left has already been playing for years.
Hey, real quick, guys, I have to get this in. I want to say thank you to Pazza. Pazza is a silver-level amplifier. What is an amplifier, you might ask? Well, go visit amp.freetalklive.com. It stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. And that means that Pazza gives $5 a month to help get this radio program on more radio stations. We're on something close to 200 radio stations now. We could be on 250. We could be on 300 or even more radio stations. It's all up to you. There's some perks that you get for becoming an amplifier, and there's a few different levels. Go find out more over at amp.freetalklive.com, and thank you, Pazza, for your contributions. Let's go to Jet calling from Tennessee. Jet, you're on Free Talk Live.
Okay, real quick. Three facets to this thing we call taxation. Number one, these humans thinking of themselves as your betters or your overseers, overlords, are just other humans who have no more rights than you or I. Number two, you mentioned that you thought that the full taxation was around 50%. I would say it's closer to 70% because you think of all the added taxes that are on things like your cell phone. You buy a cell phone, you pay a tax. You use a cell phone, you pay a tax. All this kind of thing.
Okay.
The third facet is that when you're referring to these people extracting your labor, you have to think of it in terms of time and energy. When someone demands that you expend your own time and energy for them, there is nothing else you can call that. In other words, if they're willing to hurt you, if you do not expend your time and energy for them doing something that they will benefit from, then yes, you are owned. This is why I have personally done contract most of my life and have not contributed to the federal mafia for decades.
Nice. Good work.
So that's what I wanted to correct you was it's your time and energy, and no one else has a right to it.
Right. It's literally your life force, right? If I put effort into, making a bench or a picnic table, and then I want to set that picnic table in my front yard and sell it for $100, some guy comes by and is like, that's a nice picnic table. I'll give you $100 for it. I go, great. We make the exchange. What hand did government have in any of that that gives them a right to any of that money?
Roads.
Well, it's the demand. It's the demand that is evil. The fact that you will give us your money or we will hurt you. That's just another mafia trick.
You're right, it is. That's absolutely what it is. It is the violence. Thank you for the call, as always, Jet. We appreciate you. It is the demand. They purport the authority to kill you if they show up and try to extract the money from you, and you disagree with them. They'll threaten to throw you in a cage first, and if you resist, they purport the authority to end your life because they didn't get their cut. 603-283-6160.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
If there's a sudden disaster and you can't get to the grocery store or they're all out of food, what would you do? You'll wish you had emergency food to get you through the crisis. And that's why we're here. We're MyPatriotSupply.com, America's leading source of emergency food. Our food lasts for up to 25 years, and millions of families trust us for their disaster survival. Won't you join us? Unlike other food companies, we don't skimp on calories. Our meals give you more than 2,000 calories per day. Why? Because that's what you need to survive any challenging crisis. And right now, you can save $200 on our popular 3-month emergency food kit. Just go to MyPatriotSupply.com and place your order. We ship fast, 2 to 3 days max, and your food arrives discreetly right to your door. So order today and save $200 at MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
Final segment of Free Talk Live. It's been a lively and interesting show, I'll say that much.
Yeah.
In the studio, I am your host, the Reverend Captain Kickass. Joining me, it's
Bushmouth Mike
and Tyler.
And on March 16th, 2020, government agencies conspired together and raided the Free Talk Live studio, the Bitcoin Embassy, and the homes of Aria DiMezzo, Renee and Andy Spinella, and Colleen Fordham. These people are known as the Crypto Six. The Crypto Six were arrested and taken into custody, and Ian Freeman and Nobody, formerly known as Rich Paul, both remain in custody. What can you do to help? Check out thecrypto6.com. There are multiple ways in which you can donate to their legal defense fund, because these charges are not a joke. It's going to take serious legal teams and many experts to protect the Crypto Six from further aggression from the state. This case will likely set precedent that will affect the world of cryptocurrency for decades to come. Help them in their fight for liberty and financial freedom by contributing to their legal defense fund at thecrypto6.com. One more time, thecrypto6.com. Thank you for your support.
And you can definitely donate in crypto.
Indeed, and if you are a privacy buff, Monero is also being accepted for the legal defense fund. So you can do regular USD, FRNs, whatever you want to call it. There's a PayPal option for you over there as well. There's some additional information. There's some T-shirts that are available for purchase that the profits, of course, go to the defense fund. And that kind of a thing. And, you know, if you're too broke to help, that's fine. Just please share thecrypto6.com on all your social media, and we would appreciate that. We've been talking about this article from Intellectual Takeout that says the income tax basically implies that government owns you. And we've talked a bit about that, but this next section speaks specifically about the payroll tax. It's extremely strange that the payroll tax is rarely considered in this debate. The poor, the middle class, and the rich are all being hammered by payroll taxes that fund failed programs that provide no security and few benefits at all. It's impossible to take seriously the claims that the income tax doesn't harm wealth creation when Congress wants to discourage something, smoking, imports, selling stocks, or whatever. They know what to do. Tax it. Tax income, and on the margin, you discourage people from earning it.
That seems like common sense.
Yeah, but, you know, so those arguments get kind of tossed out the window about how, what good an income tax might be doing.
There's stories of people being like, oh, I don't want a new job where I'll make more because I'll get rid of my benefits, like welfare and stuff.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Or I'll be in a new tax bracket, and then yeah. I'll make even less.
Right.
Because I've entered a new tax bracket. The tax debates are always about reform, which I actually take personal issue with whenever governments, any politician uses the word reform. Because what they're saying is, whatever it is they're trying to reform, they failed to do correctly in the first place. And so perhaps they shouldn't reform the thing, they should get rid of the thing.
Now it needs more fixing.
Which means more money to fix it. It always costs more.
Always.
Maraudes.
Which always means a slight shift in who pays what, reform, that is, with an eye to raising ever more money for the government. A far better solution would be to forget the whole thing and return to the original idea of a free society. A free society in which you get to keep what you earn or what you inherit. Because that means nothing short of abolishing the great mistake of 1913. Forget a flat tax, the only just solution is no tax on incomes ever.
Yeah, legitimizing it, like delegitimizing that. You know, it's people have understood that it's okay to tax your neighbor for this thing or that. And because it's words on paper and people agreed to it, then it's okay. But it's not.
No, it's definitely not. Now, let's say that one day we actually become safe from income tax collections and something like, you know, blessed peace arrives. There's still another problem that emerged in 1913. Congress created the Federal Reserve, which eventually developed the power to create all of the money that the government would ever need, even without taxation. For the practical running of the affairs of the state, the Fed is far worse than the income tax. It creates more insidious tax because it is so sneaky. In a strange way, it has made all of the debates about taxation superfluous. Denying the government revenue does nothing to curb its appetites for our liberties and our property. The Fed has managed to make it impossible to starve the beast.
Yeah, we're talking about the creature from Jekyll Island here, right? I just started reading that book to my 3-year-old.
Nice. Very nice.
Well, it's like a kid's version. The Tuttle twins have a creature from Jekyll Island.
Oh, yep. Maybe I'll borrow it when you're done.
I'm learning things.
I might need the children's version to understand.
A 3-year-old brings a book to you, you're supposed to read it. And especially if it's this sort of positive propaganda.
Yeah. Indeed. Chodorov was correct about the evil of the income tax. Its passage signaled the beginning of a century of despotism. Our property is no longer safe. Our income is not our own. We are legally obligated to turn over whatever our masters say we owe them. You can fudge this point. None of this is compatible with old liberal ideas of freedom. You doubt it? Listen to Thomas Jefferson in his inaugural address of 1801. What he said then remains true today. What more is necessary to make us happy and a prosperous people? Still, one more thing, fellow citizens, a wise, frugal government, which shall restrain men from injuring one another, shall leave them otherwise free to regulate their own pursuits of industry and improvement, and shall not take from the mouth of labor the bread it has earned.
Sounds good.
Sounds good. Doesn't work out in practice. One of the funniest things, I wrote a paper on taxation for one of my college courses.
Yeah.
And looking up content for the essay, I looked up negative quotes about taxation.
Yeah.
Hundreds of quotes, witty quotes about how horrible taxation
clever
is.
Stuff, right?
You know, clever yeah. stuff, good stuff. I tried to look up positive quotes about taxation. I found one.
What was it?
Morose.
You've heard it before. Taxes are the price we pay to live in a civilized society. No. And it's so crazy.
Taxes are the price we pay to avoid going to prison or getting shot by the thugs who call themselves government.
Yep. Yep. And it's crazy that that is the one quote that gets parroted by every statist that exists. They always say it, but it's just the price we pay. You know, it's the or even better, it's the social contract.
So that's their programming.
Yeah,
that's why they said yep. sort of parrot the same nonsense. I was once the programmed idiot like that.
And oh, we all were.
Hey, there's one for the rest of you out there too.
Yeah,
I was. I guess what you would call a constitutionalist,
mm-hmm.
right? And this was because I was brought up in a few different versions of Christianity. I was a bit of an orphan, and I have several different sets of parents and foster parents and things of that nature. So, but most of them were of some sort of Christian faith, and what they would always do is go, well, what does it say in the good book? Right? So they'd always go back to this thing, this object, right, with words on it. And so that was my gut reaction to, like, politics, right? It's like, well, what does the document say? You know, some old guys a long time ago wrote a document, and they said some stuff. And so if you're trying to figure it out, what does the document say? Does it say that's cool? All right, I guess it's cool. Does it say it's not cool? All right, I guess it's not cool. Because we got to trust the document, right?
Right. Put it on paper.
But it wasn't until somebody told me that that document was just words written on a piece of paper, right? That I was like
somebody on a psychedelic trip.
Whoa, it really is.
You're talking about the Bible?
On a piece of paper.
Are you talking about the Constitution?
Well, that is a good question. I always tell folks that I became an atheist before I became an anarchist.
Interesting.
And to say I'm an atheist might even be a misnomer. I'm more of a non-theist than an atheist. And there's just a little bit of a distinction there. But I certainly sort of absconded religions, right? Mm-hmm. I believe religion is a personal thing. And if you're going to have one, it should be between you and whomever it is that you have a religion about or whatever it is you
preach
have.
Preach on, Reverend.
Right? But outside of that, you know, I don't want dogmatic religion. I don't want a group of people getting together who are all of like the same religion and telling everybody what to do. Because guess what that is? That's government.
Yeah,
I'd like to say.
I had more to say, but we're out of time. Sadly, we're here 7 nights a week. FreeTalkLive.com if you've missed any of our episodes. Thank you to Mushmouth Mike. Thank you to Tyler for joining me tonight.
Happy to be here.
Peace.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR.
PCR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, simulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.